whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 257. Today is Saturday, March 27, 2021. I am your host, Lita. Hi. Joining me this week is my co-host, Nisi. Hi. How are you?
Hello.
How's it going? All of that.
I'm here.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's been a bit like that. So it's been a little bit crazy. Thank you for being here with me this week, and we'll just get straight into it because short shows a good go, a good bleh. Already. I'm not even a 2 minutes
in. And that's the show. Have a good night, everybody.
That's it. Done. See us. Let's go home. sorry, a short show is a good show is what I was going to say, but... That's actually, it's debatable now. Anyway, so thank you for coming and having, helping me out. And I wanted to have a little chat with you because something happened this week. Very excited. Yep. Very excited for you. Considering, you know, there was a write-up on the website. Thanks for doing, like, giving me nice, good sentences to use. That's fantastic. I love that.
Were they actually good, though? Because my brain went into dyslexic mode, and I was so tired when I was writing it, and I went and read back part of it. I'm like, oh, God, what am I doing? Had to retype it out. This is why I have a proofreader when I do anything for the website. I'm like, husband, read that.
There was only a couple of things that was a little bit like, okay, I need to swap that around. But
I have this thing where the back half of the sentence ends up in the middle sometimes, and yeah.
But no, most of it was good, so it made my life easier. So for those that don't know, Nisi became another Bloodthirsty Shadowlands champion with Soul Shield this week. So you're our third with this tune, and second for you.
Yes,
this expansion. So so congratulations. So that's your pally.
Yes. The ret pally. I know a lot of people prefer to go protection, but protection I found was going to get me into a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
and it took a lot longer to kill stuff.
Well, still, I mean, looking at your times, when
I made the husband redo the math on that, because I'm like, hey, and I was like giving him stuff. I said, can you do math for me? Because he's been doing the math for me from on the level 50s that went, the 120s that got kicked back to 50. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I need my play time for Shadowlands. And he's like, okay. I said, do this and this. And he kicked me back the number. And I'm like, that's not right. He goes, yeah, it is. I'm like, no, that can't be right. I was like, you don't understand. The amount of time I put in on this, that's not right. Uh-huh. Then he redid it. He goes, no, that's right. And I'm like, oh, good Lord. It's like, what's too fast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit crazy. So when did you start that tune, the pally? That was what?
I was like, oh, I don't know the date on that. No, that was back in Warlords of Draenor's expansion. I started it, and it sat for a while because then I was working on another one. I was focused on somebody else, and I kind of just let it sit there because pally really wasn't a go-to class for me, and I was like, I'm gonna do this one.
Yeah.
And then that one died, and then I moved back into the pally, so her numbers are a little big because she has spent some time sitting between expansions and patches and things and stuff. And
well, Well, you know, sometimes it's about, what is say, I you know, a long term time is better than a short time dead. So,
Yeah, I mean, she's
you
still
know.
alive, so. What was it? 1,707 something days or something? Of real world time, something like that. It was
It's either like
73 days.
fourteen. It was either over 1,400 or 1,700.
Something
I
like
can't
that.
remember. But yeah. So the tune's been around for a little while,
Seen some things.
certainly has. So what I wanted to start the show off with, as we all know, you are the queen of our bloodthirsties, and we appreciate, you know, how. I was going to say how crazy, but that's
How
not what I
good I
mean.
am, I mean.
How focused that you are with, you love your bloodthirsties, which is fantastic. I want to know from a personal point of view is how do you stay focused? Because we know 50 to 60 is probably so much different to what we've had in previous expansions, correct? Because you know it's hard to just go, okay, I want to go here. It's we've got hoops to jump through to get to the place to kill mobs, and then there's more hoops to get to other places, and it's a bit of a challenging challenge at the
Yeah,
moment.
I will say this expansion, and I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me, as far as Bloodthirsty is concerned, this is not my favorite. It's not the easiest to deal with. Thank you, Kitty. It's not the easiest to deal with on the Bloodthirsty side. It's very, I almost want to say tedious, and it feels to me the same level of grinding that WoD did when WoD was going through WoD on the way to 120, where it just felt slow. But yeah, this has had its own set of issues and fun things that surprised us that were like, really? Okay. And it's hard when you're used to moving and now you can't move. We have to stay in Bastion right now. I've been able to move within the zone at different times, but it's a challenge, and I'll just be sitting there and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh hey, and I'm like in a different window altogether and I'm checking on something and then I'm like looking at the time and I'm like, oh, I'm logged into WoW. And so it's tough. I will say that, especially when it's in the more grindy sections. And especially when I'm in a section with neutral mobs and there's no hostiles that someone can drag over me. I tend to drift a little bit more just because I'm like, am I done yet? But are we done yet? I do have to split the 57 to 60 levels in half now because I cannot do that in one sitting. I can't. The brain's like, nope, we're done now. We're gonna go do this. And I'm like, but it's like, okay, bye.
And
So
Kitty agrees. Kitty's like, yeah, you can't do that anymore.
like, nope, new channel. We're done with this. And cow is serenading in the background. He actually joined me on the Bloodthirsty stream. I was playing one-handed this week for a little bit, getting towards the end, because he said I had to hold him. So.
We can understand that, absolutely. All right, so basically from 1 to 50, do you find that your focus when you're playing a Bloodthirsty is a little bit more focused or less focused as opposed to from 50 to 60 that you've found for you?
Oh gosh. I'm gonna say that depends. Depends on what level I'm at in the 1 to 50 section. If I'm like maybe between 5 and 10 or 5 and 14 and I'm still running around in Lochmodan hitting the rares, it's a little more focused because it's a little bit faster, and I can keep going and racking up the points faster, and my XP bar is jumping further and quicker. Okay. So it's like, okay, I've got something to keep my attention. Mm-hmm. However, I've moved. I'm doing a new strategy now where I get more for vendor trash grinding in BFA, in Tierra Guard Sound, and in the Tusk Pools on Zul'Dazar, mm-hmm. than I do for vendor trash in the Vanilla Zones, a lot more. Mm-hmm. So where I'd get like maybe 10, 15 gold at the most on a level in my like 30s and Outlands, I'm getting like 50 to 60 gold for a level in BFA. So I was like, oh, I'll go there. It's tough in BFA though, because I'm going to be there for so long now since I moved them all way early.
Yeah.
And the longer I'm in a zone, the more tired I get of looking at it. So depending on the class, if the XP bar stops moving very quickly, then my focus is very hard to rein in. I have to have something going on another screen just to sort of occupy the one side of my brain that likes to change the channels. So just so I have something else going on, so I'm not so tempted to bump out and get lost mentally and be like, oh shit, ups. It's like, oh wait, what was I standing next to? Did something rematerialize next to me? And
so you don't have any, you know, like falling asleep or anything, you just mind wanders?
I get distracted severely. Like, I have to have like six windows open like at all times. So it's like, oh, let me check on this. Let me check on this. Oh, that video ended. Let me put this on. And I was like, oh, what's happening here? Oh, hey, I'm killing something. So it's like, I have to be doing things to keep me focused on what I'm doing in the game, kind of, just so I have an outlet for the excess energy to go.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to tap out when I'm fighting something on a Bloodthirsty, because, you know, that can get me in trouble. But, you know, as soon as it's dead, then I'll go and check on something else. But it depends on the time of day, too. And if the level's just starting, I always say, like, once you get about past maybe 20, those first three bars and those last three bars are torture. Because it takes a little bit for the bar to get moving, for the XP to start gaining. And then, you know, it's like, okay, I'm making progress. I feel better now. Yeah. And then those last three, the level just doesn't seem to want to end. And I'm like, come on, let's ding already. Especially true in Bastion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, the other question I had for you was with this one, because obviously this is your second Bloodthirsty that you've hit max with in Shadowlands. So, yay. Congratulations. I'm gonna stuff it up. Soul Snuffer was your first. Your priest? Yes.
Yeah.
Your priest. So this time around, compared to, you know, Soul Snuffer hitting first and Soul Shield now being your second one, did you do anything different? Was there anything strategy wise, or you pretty much went down the same path?
Sort of, and this in part will answer Zaya's question. Soul Snuffer, I was racing two Shanks on Two Thirsty to try to get there first, and I failed miserably. But I gave him a run for his money. I gave him something to think about. But I did not play her on Full Rested because I was chasing him.
Yeah,
I will never, ever do that on the rest of these Bloodthirsties. Because... that's a long level, and talk about an XP bar not moving. So after that first one, and after somebody claimed first rank, everybody else is on strictly 100% rested doing the 50 to 60. I tend to play on rested probably after maybe level 5, between 12 and 15 I usually try to stay on rested. And I know a lot of people disagree with me, like, oh, you don't need it sub 20. I do, just to see the bar move faster. I need the thing to progress. I need it. It has to progress, or I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm bored now. But especially with all the other crap going on in my life right now that demands my attention, I'm like, I really should go do that. But, you know, I try to stay on rested with her. She was 100% rested. I did have to change her strategy a little bit. coming into into Bastion. I stayed doing my loops around Aspirant's Rest, but I had to move early, and it wasn't my choice, to be perfectly honest. The times of day that I play, I'm on a normal server, so I have the normal shard mashup of different servers all thrown in together and thrown in the blender. Number two, I'm on a server that's connected to about four or five other servers now, which also makes it difficult. Number three, one of these servers I'm connected to, so I can't get away from these people. There are a bunch of farmers on the Horde side on this one server that are on druids that are constantly running circles around me. And that was fine until they started to mess with me. I don't know if they thought I was a bot, but I was starting to do a new loop and I went to pull my mob and I'm halfway through killing it. And dude rides up in his stag form and there's somebody on his back. And I'm like, what are they doing? They're just standing there. I'm like, what are you doing? And you know, they're Horde. I can't communicate with them really. And then I don't know what they did. I don't know if they stomped or what, but they stayed in stag form and they pushed my mob back. And I'm like, what are you doing? So I'm chasing down my mob in the road and I'm like, furious. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, leave me alone. I killed it, right? So I turned around and I looked at them and they were standing there looking at me and I like did an emote sigh at them. I'm like, really? And then I guess they decided, oh, you didn't like that. Okay. They had been seeing where I had been grinding and then they went in front of me and aggroed every single mob like for the next six or seven and CC'd them and just kept dragging them and CC'ing them and dragging them and CC'ing them. And then they eventually all leashed back and because I was staying there waiting for them to go and I'm like, must you? Then when they all re-leashed, they were all grayed out because they faction tagged them. And I'm like, really? So I was kind of livid. So I was like, and then they came back and were chicken emoting at me and trying to get me to duel them. I'm like, why? So I was so mad. I had to move and I moved to my next grinding location early. Like a level early than I wanted to. It was okay. But I definitely had to be more situationally aware. Because I also had people dragging mobs across me near Aspirant's Rest. It's a very busy section in there. So I had AoEs were off the table with this character. Absolutely none whatsoever. It got to the point where my finger kept drifting over Consecration. I had to take it off the bar and move it to a section where my hand doesn't drift. Because, you know, that would have been done. Because, you know, the level 60s are mob training, like, five and six mobs through where I'm playing. I'm like, ugh! So I was like, no want. And, but I did have to be a lot more careful with her. I had to stay on top of her heels a lot harder. The priest, for all that I say that my priest is squishy, she was godlike compared to my paladin. The paladin was really taking the hits hard. Like the gores I had to stay on top of. I've also never eaten as much on a bloodthirsty that could heal as I did on my pally. Because it was, I know it didn't have to heal on the priest. I didn't have to eat. She had some heal stuff, but her spirit was mana was regenerating fast enough where it wasn't an issue. But I actually had to make sure I carried food because this was foreign on this character. I didn't have to do that. I had food in her bag from like three X packs ago because I never used it. And I was like, oh God, I was using Band-Aids. I was using this. I was using that because I still had some in my bag. I had Frostweave bandages still in my bag. And I'm like, oh, okay. But she was just like the snapping bites were taking like a third of my health at a time. And I'm like, oh God. And so I really had to stay on top of her and keep with it. Now, Zaya, that might have had something to do with the mobs I was killing, because I was going after the mobs that did gore. I was doing the snapping bite mobs. I tried to do the moths that Two Shanks was going after. I bless him for doing that and being confident enough to do it. I can't. I tried several times because they give a about 100 more XP, maybe a little bit more than the turtles I was killing towards the end. And they don't do the snappy bite. However, they're out in the open. And they're in a very busy section. And there's hostile mobs nearby. And it was just, I was like, oh god. I'm like, I feel so out in the open. There's no place to go here. There's people running past me. And it just looked so terrifying after being in my little cubby hole at the backside of Sage Haven, where it was just a road and I was just with the turtles. And nobody was trying to kill anything back there. And they weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
But it was, I did have to approach things a little bit differently with her.
Yeah.
Just for self-preservation.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just interesting to know how certain toons might have to do one thing, you know, then other people probably just go the same for every single toon. So, you know, it's always good to see how these things go. Zai was saying he does rare runs up to 50 just because XP bar moves fast, which we totally understand that.
For me though, like, you guys are, see, it's different. It's a different strategy depending on your server. A lot of you guys play on Wormrest and it's an RP server, so you're a little more secluded where you don't have as many outside players and you're not on the multi-shard sections of non-RP players. I don't have that luxury. I can't, like, ever. Just a quick side note, I've started working on my iron, and, you know, Zaya and Stir and everybody, as you get hired, like, oh, you know, do the chest runs in BFA and stuff. Half of the chests aren't there for me because there's so many other people running through there. They've already been gone for the day.
Yeah.
So it's difficult because if I try to do just rares between 1 and 50, I will spend probably 45 minutes just trying to find a rare up.
Yeah.
So it's not as it's not as productive time-wise for me to do that, where I could have hit the level if I had just killed the stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of just each server searching for the rares.
You know, there's so many differences that come into play.
Oh, and
that's definitely a good point, is, you know, servers depending have, you know, how many people, etc. So
yeah, if I could do it all over again, I probably would move everybody to RP, just so I don't have all of the other normal shards thrown in.
Yeah.
However, I've already got, like, my bank alts and everybody set up on this one server, and I don't like money being across several servers that can't go to the one person that's in charge of all of it. So it's like, I'm just gonna stay here.
Yeah. Sometimes it's better just to leave as
just is. Just to suck it up and be like, okay, this is what we're doing.
Exactly. Exactly. Stir mentioned gray/white gear equals bot. Because, you know, obviously that's what it is. Next time, select them and do a/fart. He says Horde loves that. Yeah.
I would if I didn't think it would make the problem worse, because I had been seeing these two every time I logged in. They were there, and there was a couple of other ones.
That's, you know, it's like, why do you need to be dick? I mean, you obviously,
like, I wasn't bothering them at all. They were flower picking, and they very rarely touched anything that I had touched, and I was already battling somebody else because, I guess, I don't know if it was bots that were out killing stuff.
Yeah,
I was also battling leveling bots that were half, like, picking up halfway through my loop, so I was losing half of the kills, so I also had to keep adding new sections to my loop that were safe enough to add, because there was leather farmers that were out there just killing and, like, mass pulling and just skinning everything in sight, and I'm like, really? You needed to pull 15 mobs to you? Yeah. I get that you're a bear, but let somebody else get a kill in. And, it was just frustrating.
They want them all. It's, you know, like, you none, me all. I think that's what it's all about. So,
well, then I was terrified because I'm sitting there and they've got, like, 7-8 mobs on them and they kept pulling more. And I'm like, you're going to die, aren't you? So I couldn't attack anything that was even nearby that they decided not to pull.
Yeah.
because then I'm like, oh god, they're gonna die and they're all gonna come for me.
There so... is so many aspects to playing a challenge tune.
Yeah.
And the biggest, as we all know and are well aware of, is what other people are doing around you can be one of the biggest influences, whether that's in a good way or a bad way, because obviously you'll either end up dead.
I will say world lag hasn't been friendly either.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not aware that the world boss is up in your zone.
Yes.
That almost got me. Three bars from 60.
Yes. Yes. It nearly did, but it didn't. So, you know, you're here, you got it.
It's,
yay. So
next up's the warlock. She's going in on Wednesday. She's gonna wrap up her mall journey and we're gonna come out of the mall and see what happens if she survives it.
Okay.
I don't know how she's gonna handle the mobs that the other two were killing. This might be where she has to pick an entirely new route.
Okay.
I don't know how this is gonna go.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I guess we will see where you go from here.
Yeah.
So
this might involve testing.
Yeah, exactly. So other than getting Soul Shield to max this week, and you know, not just doing a few other things, I'm guessing. What else did you do?
Just a couple.
Hang on. It's going to...
Yeah, okay. All staticky.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Go for it.
So we got Soul Snuggles, My Holy Priest, to 24. These are Bloodthirsties. Frozen Soul, the Frost Mage, to 31. Nisi, the Beastmaster Hunter, to 39. Soul Sapped, the Outlaw Rogue, to 36. I'm trying to get one of every class to max in Bloodthirsty. We're at 2. We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the Warlock's the next to go into the mall. I really don't want to run more than one in Bastion at the same time. I think I will lose my mind if I try to do that. I mean, more than it already is. Probably not be pretty. And I also managed to get some work done on my Iron Priest, Iron Holy Priest, Iron Nisi. And she got to 42. It took her an hour to do a pretty straightforward, relatively simple quest bonus objective, but we survived it. So
okay, all right. Where have you got Iron Nisi?
Oh, I'm trying to get done as much as I can in Legion before I really dig into BFA, because I'm starting to have difficulty finding things I can do. I did a lot of exploring of BFA this week, though.
Okay.
I've been trying to hit what bonus objectives I feel aren't going to totally shred my face off.
Yeah.
But I'm really squishy as a holy priest, and I'm seeing a huge health pool differential to me and the mobs now. Yep. And some of them are downright terrifying when they're double plus my health. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So I tried to do a chest run this week on stream. About half of them were up that I saw on Handy Notes. And about a third of those were sections where I couldn't get the chest because I didn't have stealth or a decent crowd control.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, this is gonna take a while.
Yeah. Okay. But still, you know, it's...
She's still alive. She is my highest iron now.
Yeah.
Well, since Squish. I mean, my previous highest iron was 85. I don't know what that would equate to now, but this one actually made it out of the hand area. 42,
I'm guessing? Maybe? Around about 42? 84? Five, it'd bring it back to
so maybe 40. Equivalent. I find Holy better than other specs? I don't play Shadow on my challengers. Shadow and I don't jive well. I've always had trouble playing Shadow, even on a normal character, where I just get frustrated and then I end up dying. I prefer Discipline. To be perfectly honest, the bubble does help with a little bit of the damage that comes in, but you do get a little bit more healing options on Holy. I mostly decided to give Holy a go because I think Sir was trying to do Holy and he was having some trouble, so I was trying to see what he was having trouble with. I actually didn't pick a spec until I was 23. I was trying to see how far I could go with specless. Maybe it was 22. Okay. And then killing stuff was just taking too long. And I'm like, yeah, no. And so then we went with the spec.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like having renew, and I like having double dots. So Holy has that.
Yeah. Double dots is good. Renew. Yes. Renew and double dots. There we go. That's a possible show title right there. Renew and double dots. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad that, again, congratulations on your new level 60 on Soul Shield. That is fantastic.
Thank you.
And it looks like you've had a very good week.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't get anything done, though, because I didn't do any extra because I've been so busy with other things that needed to get done that weren't WoW.
Yeah.
So it feels weird, but I usually get a couple more Bloodthirsties done on the side that aren't on stream.
That's a fair chunk. That's 2, 4, 6 more than me. So, you know, you've done well. What should I say? Haven't really tried Holy. Mine is Disc. Lost one at 47. Oh, so I'm sorry to hear that. 47. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, Disc has its benefits with the bubble, but I've also found that the bubble has been dropping really quick the higher that you get, and then you're stuck with not a whole lot of healing options, although I don't know if they forced Shadow Mend on the disciplines anymore. I don't know. It's been a while. They might have shuffled that around. I don't remember. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to have their own playstyle, and everybody's going to have something that's going to work better for them.
Yeah,
too, so.
Exactly. Well, Stur says, I just tried Holy a little while ago. Heals are great, but killing takes forever.
Well, so, sir, I never said Holy was a fast kill. Priest is not a fast class to begin with. You need to know what you can and can't get away with. That does speed it up a little bit. I was actually doing the bonus objective for maybe it was over an hour in Stormheim, where you have to kill the lightning dragons, and I was actually killing the whelps because the whelps counted towards the bonus objective.
Yeah.
And I could stand in like two different places and pick off like 4 or 5, and then I'd have to sit there and wait for them to respawn, and then I could go for them again. That's why it took me so long, because I was waiting on the respawns, because I knew I could kill those because they were about my health.
Yeah.
But you have to know through trial and error what you can and can't get away with a priest. They're a little more challenging.
It's like anything. You've got to have patience. This is, you know, whether you're playing Bloodthirsty or a pacifist or iron, like, it doesn't matter. There's level of
Shadow Mend is still replacing Flash Heal. Okay.
In all of it, yeah. Yeah. Rood says, if I understand it correctly, all tanks get a 10% damage reduction next week. Could be nice for us running an Iron Man tank, for example, Prot, Pally, Brewmaster, Droid. Try it and see.
That's interesting. Is that damage reduction across the board, or is that damage reduction in only raids and dungeons, though?
Yeah.
Or is it just a flat up damage reduction? If it's just across the board damage reduction, that could be interesting.
Yeah. Might be across the board, I guess.
I haven't paid that much attention to it. Across the board.
Yep.
Okay. It might help a little bit, but when it gets down to it, 10% is not a whole lot for an iron.
Yeah.
Not really.
Every little bit helps, but yeah.
It does, and I guess it's going to depend. Works. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that, and we'll see if they decide to bump it back up.
Yeah. Mind Games is Covenant. Yeah. Ventry. Revendreth. Look why I am Revendreth. I love this screenshot. That's from the website, from Shadowlands. It's beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, see, Bloods can't take a covenant, so.
Mm. Yeah. Why is Rood timed out?
Because he tried to do a link.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. All right. That's weird. Timed out for 300 seconds. I don't know how to.
I think Streamlabs is set not to allow anyone but mods or you to do the links, so that's why it timed it, it auto-timed it. Okay. Like, I didn't have to do anything.
Sorry, Rude. Just
Streamlabs is like, nope.
Streamlabs is just like, do, not gonna happen. All right. Anyway, let's get this done because we've got things to do. Okay, so news. Let's go into, where's my little bumper? Bumpity bump bump.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Alrighty. Well, first off, as I said, congratulations, Niecy, on our third Bloodthirsty Shadowlands champion with Soul Shield. So congratulations. Hang on. Where's my little... Where is it? I've lost it. Here. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. That is awesome. Awesome to see. Now, the other thing is, apparently, we reached the 500,000 gold for Doctors Without Borders, which is like, yay! So guess what?
Halfway point.
Got a monkey. It was very exciting. So the monkey's called Bananas. And if you're into collecting pets or not into collecting pets, don't care. Go get your free pet because... we didn't have to do anything. However, it does not automatically come to you. So if you log in game and be like, where's my bananas? It's not there. You need to go to the shop. You need to find him. You need to click on claim. And then it will follow that through. And then it'll trickle through to your account. I was really intrigued.
Because if you're already logged in, you need to log out. Either switch characters after you claim him or log out and log back in. It takes a couple of minutes.
Yeah. And I was really, actually, I was a bit like, well, I wonder why they've done it this way. Because normally every other time, you know, it'll come along and it'll be like the little gift and you go claiming game.
Yeah, it just shows up.
It was just like, okay, wonder why they've gone this route for doing this. But anyway, it's like, yay, we've got that. So when we hit, if they hit $1 million donated, which is the stretch goal for Doctors Without Borders. There is another cute little pet that, again, is going to be given to everyone. That and it's called Daisy the Sloth. And apparently you can wear it like a little backpack. I don't know how that's going to be, but she's kind of cute. And it's a pet. And if you want to donate... you know, pop onto the website. There's information when you load up BattleNet, etc. So we'll put the link in as well, Niecy, for the show notes for the website. We'll do that just in case if anyone's interested in donating. But a good cause. So yay. Now the other thing is Noble Garden is coming up. It will start on the 5th of April. So the reason I mention it now is because next week is Easter and I'm not doing the show. I'm going to have a week off. So don't come to the show next week because I'm not going to be here. I mean, nobody, you can be there, but there'll be no one there. So Easter... no show, hence why, just remember, Noble Garden starts on the 5th, and we'll have a write-up, etc., up on the website, the usual stuff, but keep an eye out for that as well. Okay, and yes, and Darkmoon Fair starts as well. So, yay, Darkmoon Fair is back. That's good, because I've got Grizzly Trophies I need to turn in. Most frustrating, I can't turn them in. So, Darkmoon Fire starts on the 4th. Thank you, Stir. I knew there was something else I had to add.
There was a lot on that calendar trying to see what all was going on and stuff. Mm-hmm. They've got so many events stacked, and Noble Garden starting on a Monday. I'm like,
I feel like they should do with the calendar is that if they could give you, like, you could break it down into actually going a week at a time and then a day at a time. Like, you know, like every other calendar that you get that you can go break it down. Okay, there's your month. Hang on, I want to look at a week. I want to look at a day. It's just
I would like filters for that. Yeah, I mean, like you can click on the day, but it only gives you like a little tiny sentence sometimes.
Little tiny, yeah.
It's like, I'd like more information on this. So the write-up will be up sometime on Monday. Yes. It could be up late Sunday night. It depends on what time I'm still awake and when Wowhead drops their updated article.
Yeah. Yeah. Because at this stage, we have no idea if there's going to be new stuff added. If not.
Probably not.
I mean, you could look back at last year's if you want to take the chance. But again, if you're going to take a chance and you get flagged for it... You know, we don't flip flags, so...
No.
Too bad, so sad. Sorry. But,
yeah. So, Passies, be careful, because everybody will be Easter egg hunting, and it is going to be Prox Kill Central.
Yes. Yes, be very, very careful. So, we will have that, and we'll tweet it out and put it in the Discord, etc. Once that is up. So, yeah. So, keep an eye out for that. The other thing I wanted to mention, there is a 20% off everything Spreadshirt at the moment. That's until the 29th. So, if you want some, you know, some groovy gear that reflects your challenge as well, you can get, like, a Bloodthirsty specific ones, Pacifist, any of those, pop over to Spreadshirt and check that out. 20% off everything on the store at the moment. Alrighty. I think we've covered all the bits and pieces. Again, reminder, no show next week. It's Easter. It is chocolate
We
time.
Will do a reminder there on Twitter that there will be no show next week.
There is chocolate. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. That's what it's all about. Easter. All right, chit chat. Where's my bumper? Let's do this one.
Hey, yo, it's chit chat.
Hey, this is Orts. All righty, let's start off the way that we'd like to start off. And they're new ones, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yay. They're both new.
Okay, excellent. All right, new ones is always good. All right, let's play his bumper. Here it is.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Oh, okay. Hit us with it.
All right. I really liked this one. Mm-hmm. So, and I never heard this one before either. So, from Azzy, never scream into a colander. You'll strain your voice. I really liked it.
That's really cute. I don't think I've heard that one either.
No, I never heard it before.
Hmm. Okay.
Tough crowd. Tough crowd.
Tough crowd. Nothing there. No. No. Don't like it. Okay. All right. Cool. Azzy.
Welcome back, Azzy.
Yes. Welcome back, Azzy. Absolutely. It was very cute, Azzy. So thank you. Thank you for that. All right. Let's see what Dave's got. So from Dave, we've got, did you hear they caught the great produce bandit? Yep, they caught him. You know how? He stopped for a leak.
Oh, that was also very cute.
That is very cute.
And one I'd never heard of either.
It's very cute. It's very, very cute. All right, let's do a little cheer for these guys because they're so cute. Here we go. Very nice. Thank you, Azzy, and thank you, Dave. Let me send a little heart to you both because I do appreciate the cute little jokes. They are nice. Alrighty. What have we got? We had some questions. What have we got, Niecy?
Okay, hang on. You went robot on me. I don't know if it's you or me.
Oh, no, I'm fine, so it must be you.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it's thundering overhead.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So Twitch just had a moment. I guess refresh the Twitch if you're watching. Or maybe it's just me. Anyhow.
No,
so from weird. It's probably just me in my browser.
Oh good.
Anyhow, so from if I can stop typing things I shouldn't be, I'll fix that in a minute. from Sepher88, I think that's how we're pronouncing it. This was from Discord.
Mm-hmm.
I have just looted a rare transmog with my bloodthirsty guy. Can I send a mail from thirsty guy to another character out of any challenge with this mog inside? And Zaya actually got this one, so thank you. And yes, you can send any mail from your challenger to a non-challenger. You can send it to a bank alt, you know, a normal character, that's fine. You just can't COD it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't send anything to the challenger. So that's all fine.
Yes.
So, and then there was an additional question in regard to Bloodthirsty, asking if, also from Zephyr, if we are allowed to gem our gear as Bloodthirsties. And that would be a big old no. No gems, nope. No enchants, none of that. No scrolls, nothing. Just, yep. You can have the gear on, but you can't put anything in the socket.
Exactly. So, and again, I think I didn't copy and paste it, but I know Stir made a really good point in Discord. It's about, you know, doing a challenge tune. It's about stripping down your tune, basically, you know, as stripped down as you possibly go with the very bare essentials. I mean, obviously a little bit different for Bloodthirsty because you do get some green gear. But it's,
yeah,
there
were a lot of the green gear because of always down. Having to combat. So.
Yeah, so, you know, if it's like one of those things, guys, if you're not sure about it, if you think that it's something, should, you know, can I do this? 9 times out of 10, you're going to be like, well, no, because it is adding something to a character. You're looking at your tune as being as stripped down as you possibly can. So, you know, so for those, I know there's probably people out there playing like Speckless Hunters and other tunes as well. Like, as it's up to you, but we have sets of rules. We've got the FAQ up on the website. As he's been a bit slack, you know, he's back. He hasn't even mentioned anything about the FAQ. You know, he's fallen down on his job there. So don't forget, you've got rules, you've got FAQ. If there is something you're definitely not sure of, then reach out and let us know about it. Sound is weird? Why does it sound weird? It shouldn't be weird. Is it weird?
It's all staticky.
It's fine, my end. I know my, yeah, wonky. Is it better now?
Yeah, now it is.
Okay, I think the internet, because my sound was fine, but the internet was like, I could see the, what do you call it, bit rate or whatever was like.
Yeah, I actually down. Like quick tabbed out the Discord. I'm like, is it me?
Yeah, no, because I can hear everything. I just, so it must be just the net. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up. It's going
okay,
from green to red. Green to red. I was like,
oh, I hate that. Red light, like, green light.
Anyway, it's just, you know, it's perfectly fine every other time of the bloody week, but this Sunday's bloody Sundays, I tell ya. It's just,
there you go, there's a show titled Bloody Sunday.
yep, that's it right there. Anyway, thank you guys for your questions, and thank you for the cute jokes today. Appreciate that very much. We love to have the cute jokes, so thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you for replenishing the vault. I'm going to have to
thank
start a Google
you.
Doc with all of them.
Yay! Well, if we need to, absolutely. And if anyone else wants to send one in, go for it. Like, we're quite happy. We like the little cute things. I like cute things. That's why I'm going to marry one. So, yeah.
Don't forget to send in your questions, too.
Yes.
I
haven't received any. I've been checking. No one sent a question in for a little while. So, yeah, if you've got any, I have got a helper who will specifically be looking after that stuff for me. Because I'm busy doing other things, obviously. So if you've got any questions, Discord, email us, all of that kind of stuff as well. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up, guys, because, as I said, short show is a good show. Well, it's
this
debatable,
is short for us.
But IRL is kicking in. It's been my mum's birthday. She celebrated a very big one, so we're having a big birthday weekend for her, and we've got family that have flown in from up north, which is really good, and I want to go and go and see them and hang out with them. So short show because they fly back today. So I haven't got much time to spend with them. So I'm going to go and spend some time with them, which will be really good. So thank you. All right, let's do the Iron Elites and we'll wrap it up. So go for it.
All right, so to our Iron Elites, thank you very much. You help keep the lights on, the podcast going, the website functioning, all that good stuff. We thank you very much. So we would like to individually thank Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gazton, Grand Negus, Iron Brittle, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Vita, Mr. Bright, Zero One, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Miki, Mrs. Charming, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you so much, guys.
Absolutely. Heart you. There's a heart. Beautiful, cute little heart for all you people. So thank you so much for that. And don't forget, as I always like to thank our wonderful, amazing mods for all the things that you guys do to help us out. So from admin, we will have to say huge thank yous to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. Thanks, guys, because you make my life so much easier. It's been very crazy, and it's good to have you guys sorting all the things. So thank you so much for all the things that you do. Also, huge thanks to our Code Wardens for sorting our things and stuffs. So Elky, Fim, Naptime Bell, they are working when they can help us, they're able to, because obviously IRL is our major factor at the moment. I think with a lot of people everywhere, it's just a little bit crazy. So they are looking into code stuff when they're able to, which we do appreciate that they're helping us out. It's very generous of them to do that. To everyone here in the chat room, guys, thanks for hanging out once again. I know it's a short show, but thank you for coming and spending some time with Nisi and I. We do appreciate it.
Yes.
So on that note, we will be back. Not next week. It will be the following week. Did I put the wrong date in? I did put the wrong date in. Why did I put the wrong date in, Nisi? What am I thinking of?
April 10th.
That's the date?
Yes.
April 10th. There we go. We are not going to be here next week. It's that automatic thing when I'm doing show notes. It's always, okay, the following week. I've just done that. And I'm going, no, I'm not going to be here next week.
You made it April Fools, guys.
Yes. Yes. So no April Fools this year. So you miss out on that. We don't do a backward show or anything like that for you. So yeah. But Easter next weekend, so again, you know, enjoy whatever you're doing. Enjoy eating your chocolates, your hot cross buns. I don't know what else you guys do, but you know, chocolates and hot cross buns is like a staple of yummy goodness here in my household anyway. So yeah, there'll be much of that. So we'll be back on the 10th of April at 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, for all your information, check out the wowchallenges.com website. You will find all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. You can find the show on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And again, if you want to send any information, whether that is jokes, puns, questions, you know, if you've got tip, advice, anything, send it through to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Okay, you can find me on Twitter @NisiBGN. You can find me on Twitch streaming 3 days a week. That's also going to be NisiBGN. And you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord. It's going to be Nisi #4863.
Nice. Alrighty. And you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LEETAWOW, or in Discord, like, wherever. Just, you know, if you need me, send me a message. If you can't get me, send a message to the mods. They'll let me know. Alright, our last thank yous. Go for it. Please.
Helps if I've scrolled down far enough. So, we would like to thank two very important people to the show. A big thank you to Mr. Right01 for our lovely new intro that makes everybody giggle at the end of it. And you can find him on Discord as Mr. Right01. We'd also like to extend a very big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. And you can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And we are very appreciative of their help and very thankful. So thank you guys for that. Alrighty. Well, again, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out. Thanks for being here. Thank you for your questions. And thank you for the cute jokes. We do appreciate that. Other than that, everyone, please, please just stay safe. Because we do know it is still so crazy out there. Okay, be very, very safe. Nisi, again, congratulations on Soul Shield hitting 60 with your Bloodthirsty. You. That is fantastic. I'm very pleased for you. Can't wait to see what you do with your Warlock. So that'll be a fun conversation that we're going to get to have in the future.
Yeah. Hopefully she makes it.
Yes. Yes, fingers crossed. Absolutely. All right, guys. That's it for us. So we're going to say goodbye. Please be good, safe. Enjoy your chocolates next week. Hot cross buns. Whatever it is that you're doing. And we'll catch you next week. All righty. So bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.